各位老朋友
Dear friends,
我是老高，点个关注。
I'm Lao Gao, please follow me.
没事唠唠。
Let's chat.
今天聊曾国藩。
Today we're talking about Zeng Yuofen.
这人挺有意思。
This person is interesting.
他不是那种天生开挂的。
He's not the kind of person who is naturally gifted.
反倒像咱们身边那个不声不响。
Instead, it's like the one in our surroundings who is quiet and unassuming.
最后把日子过得明明白白的了。
Finally, I live my life to the fullest.
老大哥，先说个故事。
Big brother will tell a story first.
曾国藩小时候，有天晚上在屋里背书，翻来覆去。
Once, when he was young, he was studying at home one night, flipping through the pages over and over again.
背了几十遍。
I've practiced it for dozens of times.
就是记不住，房梁上蹲着个小偷。
It's just remembering that there's a little thief crouching on the roof.
等着他睡着了。
Wait for him to fall asleep.
好下手。
Good job.
结果呢，曾同学从天黑背到半夜。
The result was that a mess. Zeng carried her back from after dark to midnight.
小偷实在等不下去了。
The thief was impatient and couldn't wait any longer.
你猜怎么着？小偷跳下来。
How do you think the thief jumped down?
当着他的面。
In front of him.
把那篇文章一字不落
copy the article verbatim
背完了，摔门走的时候还丢下一句
after finishing he slammed the door and left leaving behind a sentence
就你这脑子还读什么书
what are you doing reading books with such a brain
连小偷记性都比他好
even a thief has a better memory than him
可后来呢小偷还是小偷。
Well, after all, the thief is still a thief.
曾国藩成了晚清第一名臣。
Zeng Guanzong became the first prominent official of the late Qing dynasty.
凭什么呢
？What for?
就凭一句话。
Based on a single sentence.
天下之智。
The wisdom of the world is in its place.
卓能胜天下之智巧
able to surpass all in ingenuity
你聪明
you are smart
你走你的路
you walk your own path
我笨
I'm stupid
我走我的
I'm going my way
他认了自己笨
he admitted that he was stupid
然后选了个最笨的法子
then he chose the dumbest way
死磕他爹也是，老曾家往上倒几百年。
It's also a matter of generations of the old Zeng family going up.
连个秀才都没出过。
Not even a low-level scholar.
他爹考了17次才中秀才，熬到两鬓斑白。
His father took 17 attempts before passing the exam and lived until he was old and gray.
在当地都成笑话了。
It has become a joke in the local area.
但老曾家就是有一股子倔劲。
But the old Zeng family was just stubborn.
认定了读书。
Recognized reading.
这条路。
This road.
一代不行。
If one generation fails.
就下一代。儿子不行。
The next generation is not good.
就培养孙子。
Raise children.
30岁那年
30 years old.
曾国藩在北京给自己立了12条规矩。
Zeng Guanzong established 12 rules for himself in Beijing.
每天早起静坐一小时，一本书不读完。
Every morning, I spend an hour in quiet meditation, and I don't read a book.
绝不翻下一本。
Ever skip a page.
谨言慎行。
Be cautious and prudent.
天天写日记。
Write diary in the evening.
每月写几篇文章。
Write a few articles every month.
晚上不出门应酬。
No evening social gatherings.
这个写日记的习惯。
The habit of keeping the diary.
他坚持了30多年。
He has been persevering for over 30 years.
一直写到去世前一天。
Right until the day before death.
而且他不光自己写。
Besides, he not only writes himself,
还把日记拿给朋友看。
Also, I showed my diary to my friend.
让人家提意见。
Ask for opinions.
12条，现在谁能做到？光早起。
Who can achieve it now?
这一条。
This one.
多少人就倒下了。
How many people died?
打仗也一样。
In war, it's the same.
湘军的打法6个字，结硬寨，打呆仗。到一个地方，不急着打。
The strategy of the Zhang army can be summarized in 6 words. Surprise the enemy at the stronghold and then attack.
先挖沟，筑墙。
First, dig a trench and build a wall.
把自己守得铁桶似的。
To be as stubborn as an iron barrel.
别人想一战成名。
Others want to achieve fame.
他想的是不输。
He thought of not losing.
先把自己立住了。
First, establish yourself.
等你出错。
Wait for you to make a mistake.
就这么奔着来。
Come over here.
13年，把太平天国耗垮了。
13 years of war exhausted the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom.
但我觉得曾国藩对咱们最有用的不是他怎么对自己狠。
But I think that the most useful thing that Zhang Yu often did for us was not how he treated himself.
是他怎么对那个家。
But how did he treat that family?
他这辈子最了不起的事。
His greatest achievement in life.
不是当了大官。
Not being a big shot.
是他怎么管那个家。他当两江总督，手握重兵。
How could he interfere with that matter when he was the deputy governor of the 2 rivers?
管的土地相当于现在好几个省。
His land is equivalent to several large estates today.
可他自己吃什么？粗茶淡饭。
But he himself eats coarse and simple food.
连个荤菜都少见。朋友去看他。
He hasn't seen a single friend, let alone a meal.
发现他用的碗是乡下老百姓用的瓦盆。
I found that he was using a simple earthenware bowl, the kind that ordinary people in the countryside use.
他不光自己这样。
He not only does this himself.
对家人也一样。
For family members too.
他不许家人仗势欺人。
He doesn't allow his family to bully others.
不许铺张浪费。
Do not waste.
他给自己定了16个字。
He set aside 16 characters for himself.
加减则兴。
If the family is frugal, it will prosper.
人勤则俭。
Hard work makes one humble.
能勤能俭。
Hard working and thrifty.
永不贫贱。
Never be poor.
他给家规定得极细。
He followed the strict rules set by his family.
不许坐轿。
Don't sit in the carriage.
不许让人端茶倒水。
Don't let people serve tea and pour water.
连捡柴收粪。
Continuous reduction of firewood.
这种活都得自己干。
This job has to be done by myself.
他跟家里人说得明白。
He clearly explained it to his family.
世家子弟衣食起居。
The upbringing and daily life of children from wealthy families.
要跟穷读书人一样。
To be like the poor students.
才能成大器。
Only then can one become a master.
若沾染富贵气息。
If you are exposed to the atmosphere of wealth and luxury,
则难忘有成。
Then it's hard to forget.
他特别看重和字。
He values a word very much.
他在家书中写，官宦之家。
He wrote about the lives of officials and their families in his books.
一般传一代就完了。
It is said that a dynasty lasts for one generation.
商贾之家能传三代。
A merchant's family can last for three generations.
耕读之家能传五六代。
My brother's family has been around for five or six generations.
只有校友之家。
Only the alumni association.
家里上下和睦，兄。
The family lived in harmony.
兄友弟恭的那种。
There is a type of.
才能传十代八代。
Only able to pass down for ten generations.
他写信给弟弟，敲打。
He wrote a letter to his brother to scold him.
他。
A.
不要在家乡搞那些面子。
Don't make a scene at home.
工程大操大办，说规模太大。
Engineering too grand, too big.
手笔大阔。
Wide, spacious.
将来难乎为继。
Future, how to plan?
他心里画着一条线，居官。
He had a clear goal in mind.
不过偶然之事。
However, these are just coincidences.
居家乃是长久之计。
Home is the long-term plan.
这话跟明镜似的。
This is like looking in a mirror.
他要求孩子黎明即起。亲自教授。
He demanded that the child Lai Mingkai personally confront the opponent.
他的教育理念是不愿子孙为大官。
His educational philosophy is to prevent his descendants from becoming high-ranking officials.
但愿为读书明理之君子。
I hope to be a gentleman who loves to read and learn.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
曾国藩的曾氏家族到现在绵延八代，两百年，出过两百多位杰出人士。
The descendants of Zheng Guofen's family have continued for eight generations for over 200 years and have produced more than 200 outstanding people.
没有一个纨绔子弟。
There is no spoiled child.
你细想，这是刘乾能做到的吗？
Can you think about this carefully?
很多家庭给孩子拼死拼活。
Many families sacrifice everything for their children.
攒了一辈子钱。
Save for a lifetime.
没过三代就败光了。
It's been wiped out in three generations.
兄弟姐妹为争遗产翻脸打官司。
Siblings fight over inheritance.
但曾家从来不争这些东西。
But the Zheng family never quarreled over these things.
他们争的是读书，读得好不好。
They are arguing about whether or not to read books.
做人正不正。
How to be a good person.
不光家里事。
Not just family matters.
他拎得清。
He is clear-headed.
这人到了中年。
This person has reached middle age.
还得学会一件事，服软。
I still need to learn how to be submissive.
他在江西带兵打仗，跟谁都轴，跟皇帝也轴。咸丰皇帝要他出兵。
He was in Jiangxi, leading troops and fighting against everyone. He was also in conflict with the Emperor Zian Fang.
他说，我还没准备好，皇帝。
He said I wasn't ready to be an emperor.
被他杠急了，损。
He made me feel bad.
他说，你平时自诩天下无敌。
He said that you often brag about being invincible in the world.
现在怎么怂了？
How could I have been so cowardly now?
搁一般人早翻脸了。
I've already lost all my friends.
他也不怕翻脸。
He doesn't mind turning against them.
直接跟皇帝杠。
directly confront the emperor.
结果呢？
What's the result?
他爹去世。
His father passed away.
他回乡守丧。皇帝
He returned to his hometown to mourn the emperor.
顺手收了他的兵权。
He took over the army.
打那以后好几年。
After that, for several years.
他天天在湖南老家当赋闲人员。
He was working as a staff member in his hometown in Hunan every day.
那几年
Those years.
乡里人都觉得他这辈子完了。
Everyone in the village thought that he was finished for life.
他每天看花，种菜。
He's a farmer, tending to his crops and flowers.
读书，写日记。
Read and write diary.
把老庄翻了好几遍。
I have read Lao Tzu's book many times.
但在那层风平浪静下面
Beneath that calm surface.
他心里一直在叨搅。
He was in agony.
他
B.
后来跟人说起那段日子
Later, when talking to others about those days.
不是怕当不了官。
Not out of fear of not being able to hold a position.
是怕自己这辈子什么都干不成。
I'm afraid that I won't be able to achieve anything in this lifetime.
辜负了年轻时发的。
Wasted the youth that I once had.
愿，他是怎样熬出来的呢？
How did he come up with this idea?
他读老庄，痛定思痛。
He read Laozi and thought deeply.
终于想通了自己为什么不受待见。
Finally realized why I was not treated well.
原因就是太刚了。
The reason is that it's too strict.
不懂得外圆内方这四个字。从老家出来以后
After Lao Zhuang came out, I didn't understand the meaning of foreign aid and internal affairs.
他跟变了个人似的。
He seemed like a different person.
见谁都客客气气，说话先称呼。
Greet everyone with a polite greeting and address them by name first.
请教，到哪儿都一团和气。
I'm so confused and don't know what to do.
有人说他变得圆滑了。
Some say he has become more smooth.
但你再仔细一看。
But take a closer look.
他做事规矩，还守不守？一点没破。
He is very disciplined and follows the rules.
只是把身上的刺收了收。
Just tucking up the needles on my body.
你想想，咱自己是不是也是这么过来的？人。
Think about it. Are we also like those people who came from?
在单位碰得头破血流。
In the unit, a head-on collision.
在家里跟儿媳妇别扭。
I'm arguing with my daughter-in-law at home.
跟老伴顶嘴。到老了你。
I've been arguing with my spouse for so long.
发现不是你对别人好就行。
You can't just be nice to others.
而是你得让别人觉得舒服，事儿才能办成。
Instead, you have to make others feel comfortable in order to succeed.
这叫阅历。
This is called experience.
不是叫你低头。
Not to make you feel inferior.
是叫你该坚持的。
Tell you to persevere.
坚持。
Assistance.
该退让的时候也得让人一步。
You have to give way to others sometimes.
再往后
Further ahead,
他已经位极人臣，朝廷派他去处理天津教案。
He had been sent by the imperial court to deal with the Tianjin incident.
那时候洋人兵舰在海上堵着。
At that time, the foreign soldiers were blocking the sea.
不答应就开战。
If you don't agree, then we will start a war.
他强撑着病体去查案子。
He stubbornly persisted in investigating the case despite his illness.
明知凶手是老百姓。
The culprit is known to the public.
但为了不亡国。
But in order not to perish.
不得不死了。
I have to die.
一批人赔偿了银子。
A group of people paid compensation.
这一下。
This time.
全国的唾沫星子都飞过来了。
All the spit and splutter from the country has come over.
有人骂他是卖国贼。
Some people call him a traitor.
他一生的清明几乎毁于一旦。
His entire life was almost ruined.
他在给朋友的信里写，外残。
He wrote in a letter to his friend that he was in a bad situation.
轻易，内疚。
Easy guilt.
神明，一个想做圣人的人
，A man who wants to be a saint，
晚年背上了最大的污名。
The biggest nameless thing happened in one year。
可他硬撑着，把羞辱往自己一个人身上扛。
But he stubbornly carried the shame on himself。
你要问他这么做
，You should ask him why he did that。
值不值
？Straight or not。
他大概会说，国家受不起那场战祸了。
He probably would say that the country can't afford another war.
他去世前仍在总督任上工作，双眼几近失明。
Before his death, he was still working as a secretary, and his eyesight was almost completely impaired.
双腿浮肿。
Swollen legs.
公务一日不敢懈怠。
One day of work should not be wasted.
哎，说实话。
Honestly.
话，我看完他的传。
I have read his biography.
记，最大的感受就是这人太累了。
The biggest feeling is that this person is very tired.
一辈子就没怎么休息。
I haven't rested much in my life.
我活活累死的。
I'm so tired.
可你看着他写的日记、家书。
But when I saw his diary,
看着他从一个笨小孩一步步变成顶梁柱。
Watching him grow from a clumsy kid to a pillar of strength,
你就能看到一种力量。
You can see a force.
那种力量不来自聪明。
That kind of strength doesn't come from intelligence.
不来自背景。
Not from the background,
而来自于那种极致的认真和自律。
And it comes from that extreme seriousness and self-discipline.
这世上的聪明人太多了。
There are too many smart people in this world.
多到让人心烦。
Too much to bear.
可到最后，把日子撑起来的。
Can be used to extend the last days.
往往就是笨的、实的。
Often they are just clumsy and clumsy.
不怕扛事儿的。
Those who are not afraid of hardship.
咱们这把岁数不一定能教孩子多深的学问。
At our age, we may not be able to teach our children much.
但你能教他做人厚道。
But you can teach him to be honest and fair.
做事踏实。
Be diligent.
所以我真心推荐大伙儿读一读这套《曾国藩兵谏》。
I sincerely recommend everyone to read this set of The Sword and the Brush by Zhang Yuofen.
这书好读。
This book is easy to read.
全是人话。
In plain language.
不像啃古文那么费劲。
Not as difficult as reading classical texts.
就像有个人在你跟前喝着茶
Like someone drinking tea in front of you.
跟你慢慢讲
Tell me slowly.
他不把曾国藩捧成圣人
He didn't regard Zhang Yuofen as a saint.
也不贬成卖国贼
Not to be reduced to a traitor.
你就是看着一个真实的、有软肋的人。
You're just looking at a real person with vulnerabilities.
怎么在艰难和屈辱里一步一步把自己活成了一道光
？How to turn yourself into a light step by step in hardship and humiliation.
上次咱们聊了汉武帝的史记。
Last time, we talked about the history of Emperor Wu of Han.
那是大国雄主，顶级的阳谋权术。
That's a top-tier political strategy for powerful rulers.
你听完会觉得爽利。
After listening, you will feel refreshed.
但说到底
,Ultimately,
那些权谋离我们太远。
Those intrigues are too far from us.
而曾国藩不一样。
But Zheng Yuanfen was different.
他身上的东西，笨功夫，早起，勤俭。
He was a man of simple habits, early rising and thrifty.
不给孩子留钱。
Don't leave money for the children.
家庭要和睦。
Family should be harmonious.
这些你每天用得上。这书字够大，排版。
Here are some books that you can use every day. The font size is large and the layout is well designed.
书朗，不伤眼。读一段。
Don't read too much, it won't hurt your eyes.
你就明白什么叫天下之至拙。
You understand what the wisdom of the world means.
能胜天下之巧。
Able to overcome all difficulties.
读一段你就懂了。
Read a paragraph and understand it.
什么叫加减则兴？
What does home economy mean?
人勤则健。
Hard work makes one humble.
回头跟老伙伴们喝茶的时候。
When I went back to have tea with my old friends.
咱们肚子里有故事。
We have stories in our bellies.
嘴上讲得出典故。
This is a story that is told.
谁不竖大拇指说？
Who doesn't give a thumbs up and say?
咱是明白人。
We are the enlightened ones.
咱们这代人什么没经历过？退休了。
What haven't we experienced in our generation?
最怕的不是没钱。
What I'm most afraid of is not being broke.
怕的是心里头乱。
What I'm afraid of is the chaos in my heart.
家里头乱。
The house is messy.
不知道该按什么规矩来定事。
I don't know what rules to follow.
有时候孩子们起了争执。
Sometimes children quarrel.
你说谁对谁错。
You say who is right and who is wrong.
你看着都难受。
I can see that you're having a hard time.
这时候你想想。
At this time, think about it.
曾国藩宁可把身家性命豁出去。
Zheng Yuanfen would rather sacrifice his life and property.
也要先立个规矩。
Also, we need to establish some rules first.
有了规矩。
With rules.
家里就不乱了。
The house is no longer messy.
这套曾国藩兵谏，投向主页橱窗。
This set of cheap military goods was displayed in the main hall.
有，懂点历史。
I know a little about history.
心里踏实。
Peace of mind.
留下你的电子鲜花。
Leave your electronic flowers.
花，我是老高。
I am Lao Gao.Okay.
咱们下回再聊。
Let's talk again next time.